The gospel isn't how great we are, it's how great Jesus is. That while we were yet sinners, Christ loved us, came for us, died for us, took a death that we deserved, a punishment that we deserved, so that we might experience his life, his abundant life. The gospel isn't just for reaching unsaved people. The gospel is for even saved people. You look at someone who took his dad's wealth and squandered all of it, and when he came back, you saw the father run to his son. So the gospel is for those squandering things right now. The gospel is for those who are throwing things away, even though you know the truth. The gospel is for the unreached person who's never heard it. The gospel is for the person who finds themselves in the worst place they've ever been in. The gospel is for everyone, everywhere, at all times.
Happy Friday, everybody, and welcome to the FYI podcast. Wherever you're listening, whether you are on the road, on the beach, on your way to class, maybe you're at the gym running and getting ready for spring. And we are so excited that we are stepping into a new season here with the FYI podcast as we gear up for some amazing things. I'm Micah Keneally, one of your hosts.
Josiah Keneally, we love being your hosts. I love what you said. I hope that the listeners at the beach or watching on YouTube nearby
spring break
the beach.
Might come and sell for some, right?
I like that. I like that. And today we're joined by some of our dearest friends, Micah and Steph Mack. Welcome to the show, you guys.
Thanks, you guys. Thanks for having us. We're just honored to be here. We love you guys. Our love for you and your family runs deep, long, and wide. So thanks for inviting us to be a part.
Yeah, she just described the Ephesians 3 kind of love, which is a big deal. So the fact that she just did that, but put it in the terms of you versus God's love for us, that's a big deal. But it is true. We love you guys, and thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. We're honored that you were able to say yes to us and our listeners today, and we love you back just as much. And Josiah, for the audience who might not know Steph and Micah and Mac Ministries and what they've been up to, let's introduce them.
For sure. The McDonald's. I know I said Micah and Steph Mac. Mac is for short, but Micah and Steph McDonald lead Mac Ministries, where Micah is a traveling evangelist. Steph is an anointed worship leader, and they do ministry together all across the country, all across the globe. You'll hear their heart for the next generation and for every nation, every generation. They are the founders of Everyone Everywhere, which we are proudly representing. If you're checking in on YouTube, you'll see all of us are wearing some of the new merch. They'll talk about their clothing company that has an amazing, just epic mission.
Yeah.
And guys, we want to hear your story of life and leadership, and talk about the journey of doing ministry together with Mac Ministries.
You want to start?
Yeah. So we started Mac Ministries 7 years ago. And we're all about the go. Our why is that we would declare God's faithfulness and power to the next generation. And that's been our heartbeat the last 7 years. We've been able to see over 25,000 young people, young adults give their life to Jesus in the last 7 years. The greatest yes is always a yes to Jesus. Whatever God wants you to do, do it. Even if that means taking a step of faith and unknown. We left an amazing church, amazing people, great salary, went down to $0 and started traveling and preaching anyone that would have us. And so looking back, it's been God who's done it. That's why I say your greatest yes is always to Jesus. And so it's just fun living a life where God gets all the glory and not us, because we realize how frail we are, but how powerful he is. And so, the last 7 years, it's been fun. Steph has a heart for worship. And over those 7 years, we've been able to do some of that ministry together, where she comes and does worship. I travel and preach. And so it's just been fun to do that. And then also our two little kids, Everly and Malachi, to have them on the journey with us. They have only known a family that travels. They don't know a 9-to-5 dad. They don't know a corporate office job dad. And mom, they only know a family who travels. So they grow up in hotel rooms, they grow up in swimming pools, they grow up on the road, and I don't think they know how good they have it. But we try to help celebrate God's goodness in their life, in our life as well. So we credit God, and we give him all the glory. And it's just fun living a life that God does it. So
yeah. Yeah, I think throughout the last 7 years too, it's taken on several different forms. You know, there's been just ebbs and flows. And Mike already said it's about giving your yes to Jesus, but really there's been stretches and years where it, yes looked like this. And then a couple of years later, then yes looked like this. And recently it's yes looks like all of us traveling together as much as we possibly can. And so, and it's fun and hard and fun. It's a mix of all the things, but God doesn't always call us to do easy things. Sometimes the things that he asks us to do are hard, but in Christ, all things are possible. So it's been quite a fun learning, life-giving journey the last 7 years doing this together. So
I love that. And it's been fun to essentially have a front row seat from our friendship. You, Steph, you played worship in our wedding. You were in our wedding. Micah, you were a part of the party representing Josiah and just us. So we just really value just the yes that you've committed to Christ, but then the generations to come. And one thing that I feel like anytime we've started something new, I come back to this verse and we were reminded from a different friend that had said, don't despise small beginnings.
Yes.
And I truly believe that we serve a big God with like big desires for us. And we need to have a big faith in that process. And I know that you guys have launched something. We're all representing it here. This is honestly one of my favorite sweatshirts. I'm not just saying it to say that. I literally love gray. So like when to choose just one day, I was like, I think I'm gonna have to get them all, but just one at a time. I know that you guys have, you've dropped some new, brand new clothing line, which I don't know if it actually meant to be a full on clothing line. And this was a small, this was a big dream and it had a big beginning. Who, you guys can share your experience of
yes,
what Everyone Everywhere is, what it's doing and where it's going.
And why? I was just so excited to share about
it. I'm so excited. I was driving. I've traveled and been in 48 out of the 50 states of the United States of America. So for anyone who doesn't,
what are the two that you haven't been to yet?
So Vermont and Maine. So for any of the listeners who aren't from America, your international listeners, we have 50 states, and I've been to 48 of them. And I was driving through the most boring state of the United States of America.
Don't say North Dakota. Is it North Dakota? Don't say North Dakota. Okay.
No. Okay, I won't
maybe
say
just
that.
Say unnamed. All right,
unnamed state.
One of the 48.
God dropped a dream in my heart, and it was, what if you could use fashion as a way to see the nations reached? And so we started this clothing line. I was on the phone with a buddy. His name's Josiah Keneally, and I was on the phone with him. Mm-hmm. I said, "Hey, I'm looking for a new book title. This book title is all about the nations, all about missions. Can you help me with the name?" And so we processed names. And then Josiah asked me this question, and this is what led to our clothing line on top of a new book. He said, "Micah, who is the gospel for?" I said, "It's for everyone." And then he goes, "Where was the gospel meant to go, Micah?" I said, "Everywhere." He goes, "There it is. Everyone, everywhere." And here's the problem is right now, not everyone everywhere knows the gospel. 42% of the world has no access to a Bible. 42% of the world has no access to a pastor. 42% of the world has never, ever heard the name of Jesus. There's no missionary. They are unreached. Paul says, he goes, "I go where the church isn't." We have to go where the church isn't. That's what we're called to do. And so what's amazing about Everyone Everywhere is when you buy our merch, you literally help us reach everyone everywhere with the gospel. As we give all of our profits away to see everyone everywhere reached with the gospel, and we intentionally give it to the 42% of the world that's never heard the name of Jesus. There's multiple goals with this. One, we want the unreached to be reached. Two, we want the next generation to know that 42% still haven't heard. Three, not only are we reaching the nations, but we also, our clothing line is designed in such a way that conversations are started in public. This is one of the greatest testimonies that I've received. A woman in her like 40s, 50s is in her office job. She's never shared her faith in her history of following Jesus. And someone asked her, "What's Everyone Everywhere?" And she shared her faith with four or five different employees. And she's messaging me saying how excited she is that she's sharing her faith. And could it be that people want to share their faith? They just don't know where to start or how to even do it. But this clothing line has done more than just raise money for missions. This clothing line has created conversations for people to have faith conversations about the love of Jesus. And if I could share real quick, one quick story that happened. This is so cool. So we were in a Cold Stone ice cream place, and this college kid looks at my hat. I'm wearing this blue God Loves Everyone hat. This college kid goes, "Hey, I like your hat," to my buddy who was wearing it. My buddy takes off his hat, gives it to the college kid. He goes, no, I'll just buy it. Where is it? Like, where's the website? What, like, where do I go? I'll just buy it. Let me support. And the guy goes, no, just take it. He takes it. That gift of a hat led to a full-on prayer session for these college kids sitting at the table. And then these four high school girls are sitting at a table nearby, and they go, "Where'd you get this crew neck, this gray crew neck that Mike is wearing?" I said, "Hey, I got to share the heartbeat behind it." Well, these four girls don't go to church. They're unchurched. And one of my friends, she goes, "Hey, Micah's speaking tomorrow at this church in Colorado. You should come." These four high school girls show up to church, never met them until they asked about this crew neck. All four girls give their lives to Jesus, yeah, all from asking, "What's this crew neck about?" And so my favorite thing, you guys, is we're reaching the unreached, but we're also giving people an easy opportunity to say, "Hey, what's 42%? Or, "Hey, what's Everyone Everywhere?" Well, I'm glad you asked. God loves everyone, mm-hmm, everywhere. And what's so cool is in just 3 months from launching, we've been able to give away
more than three since October.
Since October.
So that's more than 3 months. Four months, 5 months.
We've been able to give away over $30,000 to the unreached, to see the unreached reached. And so it's been so cool. I am so excited. It is so fun just to see an idea that God gave and to use it for his glory. And we're still in the infancy stage. We still don't know what we're doing half the time, but
there's been a lot of learning curves along with it. And I just want to hit two things in response to Micah, because Micah shared a lot.
I'm so excited.
Obviously, he's very passionate. Yes. I am as well, but he's just the louder one of the two of us. But
I'm so excited, you guys.
Okay. So just two things. I think I want to go back to the idea of 42%. I think I want to park there and just unpack that a little bit. I think when people, we actually had received a message from someone saying, "Hey, I think one of these people is unreached," which is true. They don't know, somebody from Minnesota doesn't know Jesus, right? So she sent us this message talking to us about this. But unreached means there's this something called the 1040 window on the map. If you look at a world map, right? There's this something called a 1040 window. Though there are places, there are villages, there are countries, there are people groups that have never even, the name of Jesus maybe has never even been spoken in their language. And so the cool thing about this, and I think one of the ripple effects of starting the clothing line that we didn't foresee coming, is that we're talking about missions, global missions, right? That's really the heartbeat behind it, of course, but it is true. The gospel is for everybody everywhere. So that includes people in Minnesota, but the money that's, the profit from this is going directly to support missionaries, to support Bible translations, to make Jesus accessible to a place that people have never had access to understanding who is Jesus, what is the gospel, what does that mean for my life? And so, the Bible talks about every nation, tribe, and tongue is going to be standing before and be represented in heaven. And there are still nations, tribes, and tongues that have never uttered the name of Jesus. And we just want to see that. There's been some dear friends of ours. I don't think I'll name their names for the sake of just anonymity, being anonymous. And what they do. But they have just, I think, interacting, rubbing shoulders with them, hearing the heartbeat of their heart cry for the world and for the nations really is what started this in our hearts. So this idea didn't start with us. These friends of ours that are leading a nonprofit and a ministry that's reaching global and reaching nations, but it's the heartbeat of Christ. And so we're just trying to say, this is what I always say, is this is our offering, Lord. We've been made aware, because there's just this element of awareness that people just don't even realize that there are parts of the world that, who is Jesus? I've never even heard of Jesus. What does that even mean? What does the gospel mean? And so we just say, this is our offering to somehow use our efforts, Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done here on earth, in every place, every nation, every tribe and tongue, as it is in heaven. So it's super fun to be a part. Honestly, there's so many stories like what Mike has shared about. There's been teachers, there's been high school hockey players sharing it with their entire hockey team in the locker room. What is the gospel? Who is Jesus? There's been a friend that has shared the gospel with someone at the gas station because someone asked them when they were pumping up their gas. So there's just story after story. And I think you would agree. I don't think we foresaw that even just wearing this and there being interest in people seeing the words would just provoke so many opportunities for people to share their faith. But what a God idea, you know what I mean? So it's like cool to see like, oh God, you had some of these ideas in store and in mind before we even had the understanding awareness that that's how you use it. So that's a lot. You ask us one question.
So good. Well, I think it's taking faith and fashion in a way to decrease people's fear of the gospel, right. Increase their curiosity. Right. Like that is the ultimate reason behind the reason without even knowing it. It was like, well, just what's 42? Oh, okay. That's what that means. So it's like, it's a non-threatening way to have access to somebody's heart, and it's whether they're going to see Christ in that conversation or a seed is going to be planted. That's completely up to them. And I think that that is just an awesome way of doing it because we live in a day and age where we've literally been speaking to college students, did like a 20 to 30 minute sermon. And one kid leans in and is like, what is a Moses? Okay, Moses is a person, not what is a Moses. Like, so there are people around the world saying, what is a Jesus? You know, like, I don't even know how to say the name of Jesus. So I just think that what you guys are doing is so incredible and so effective and so God honoring. And it's a non-threatening way, I truly feel, to wear the gospel and pique people's curiosity. And when they lean in, that's access to a conversation. And that's the breathable piece for a 50-year-old woman to never share her faith. Why hasn't she been taught to share her faith? Or I never knew you actually believed in God. You know, like, so there's an accountability piece. When you start wearing something, you're like, whoa, am I ready for who might come and read my shirts? Which you're probably not thinking when you purchase it. Cause you're like, that's awesome.
For sure. And I think like, if the listener, if you're watching on YouTube and you want to check out and maybe join in the crew and you can visit Instagram at everyone everywhere 42 is the name of the account. You could go to everyoneeverywhere.shop. The link is in the show notes. We love it. And I think that it's just great stuff, great quality, but more importantly, you're making a difference with every purchase. Every dollar of profit is given away. That's a really unique business model. And I wonder the broader questions of where my mind goes is I wonder if the key to every nation is involving every generation. I just really wonder if sometimes there's unreached people groups and maybe absent generations. I wonder if those two things aren't interconnected in some ways. And you've unpacked something, and that is dreams to reality. Micah, she was sharing about Zechariah chapter 4 that talks about don't despise the day of humble beginnings because God rejoices when the work begins. And going there for a second, you've been some of the close friends in our lives on an airplane or at a dinner table when we were freaked out about launching a podcast, when God gave us a dream of launching Young Adults Today and like, is this even possible? Could this,
are we crazy or do we lose our minds?
you were the friends that were a safe place that processed it with us. But for the listener, maybe somebody's finding themselves watching on YouTube right now and they have a dream. How can they say yes to Jesus? How can they go from dream to reality? It's like Louis Giglio preached a message one time, I remember, that life is short. God is big. So take the next step. Talk about maybe the first step or the next step for the listener. What could that look like today?
Okay. I'm going to start this off and then Mike is going to take it over. But I would say a couple things first. I would say guard your dream, like the things that God speaks to you, and be mindful of who you share them with. If you're, don't go sharing them with a naysayer or a Debbie Downer or a negative Nancy, like guard it. Find someone that's full of faith that you can, and you guys are that for us, Josiah and Micah. You guys were that for us, even with this clothing line. I mean, Micah described calling you in the anonymous state when he was like, what do I do with this? And so I would say guard it and then share it with someone who's full of faith. I can name a couple of people in our lives that I'm like, whenever I have a God idea or this scary, daunting thing, but it feels like it's bigger than me and I think it's a God thing, there are people I'm like, I know I can talk with this person and they're going to be like, let's go. And so guard it and then do share it though. I think it's both and guard your dream, but share your dream with people that are full of faith.
Well, God says in Ephesians that we are saved by grace through faith. Thank you, Jesus, for the saving grace of Jesus through faith. But a lot of us hear that message and we kind of stop there, but there's a whole bunch more after that. For you are saved, not just by faith, but there have been good works prepared in advance for you to walk in. So it doesn't just stop at salvation. It begins at salvation. And there's good works that mark your life that God has prepared in advance for you to walk in. And so that might be a dream. That might be a God purpose. But here's the deal. If it's biblical, do it. If it brings God glory, do it. If it helps somebody else, do it. I am the wrong person. This is not, stuff's going to hit me. I am the wrong person to talk to if you have a God dream, because I'm going to try to find ways to pour gasoline on it and see the fire get bigger.
I'm not going to hit you. Micah has this incredible way. He's like a rallier. I've seen it time and time again. Name people in our life that Micah, I mean, God, it's a gift. It's a gift of faith that God has given Micah to rally around people, to be someone that's like, we're cheering you on forward. So keep
because here's the deal. Like, let's talk to the young adult listener right now. Let's talk to the business person right now. You have an idea. You have a dream that God's given you. Okay, let's say you step out and you try it and you do it and you fail. What's the worst that just happened because you failed at it? What is really? You know what the worst part is? The worst part is your ego gets crushed. Oh, yeah. And know what I say about that? Good.
Wow.
Because God works through that. God works even through our failure when we attempt to do something. And so my point is that so many of us are, we get so scared, or we find all the reasons why not. And I want to be the person in your life as you're listening right now. Why not do it? Why not press forward in it? Why not take the leap of faith? So I'm just like, I've heard it said the most expensive real estate in the world is a graveyard, because it's all a bunch of people who had all these dreams, all these ideas that God gave them, and they never stepped out and obeyed. What if we would have stepped out and obeyed? Here's the deal. The dream God gives you isn't about you in the first place. The dream God gives you is about his glory. It's about seeing people come to know Jesus, and it impacts more people than you know. The dream might be medicine. The dream might be a bakery. The dream, whatever it is. God put that there for a reason. Are you passionate about it? Does it bring you life? Does it bring you joy? You're on the right track then. Does it not feel like a job whenever you do it? You're on the right track then. God put these desires within your heart to lead you into a place of faith, to see God's kingdom expand and grow. And so, man, I'm all about it. And if you fail, guess what? Sometimes you learn way more through failing than you do through your successes. So I would say, take the leap, go for it. Get wise counsel around you, get good mentors around you, get good people to speak into things, ask people that are respectful. Hey, do you see any red flags? Hey, where are the pitfalls? Get others speaking into it. But of course, be careful of who you have speaking into it. And so, I'm really passionate about that one. And, yeah. So
what is he not passionate about though?
He's good. He's good at it. You could tell him to sell snow cones in the middle of a blizzard and people would buy them. I mean, besides like, let's do this business model. And I'm like, what?
Amazing. I love it.
It is a gift. It really is. But I think even Babe Ruth says it, don't let the fear of striking out keep you from playing the game. And in God's kingdom, Josiah said it on last Sunday. He's like, there are no sidelines in God's kingdom. You are in the game. Get in the game.
Yeah.
And I think that is so exciting, because if Martin Luther King got up on stage and says, I have a dream, and stopped talking, that changed history. If Paul had his Damascus encounter and just had his encounter with God and stop doing, we would not have the New Testament. You know what I mean? Like, there, you said it perfectly, Micah, when you had said, like, salvation is just the beginning. That is the beginning of a new life, of a new journey, of a new adventure. And I'd say to the listener, if you are stepping into a new adventure with the Lord, buckle up. Just buckle up and see where God takes you, and get out of the driver's seat, because put on your helmet, buckle up, and just get going, because hell is hot, heaven is real, and we don't have time to play around. Yep. But God's given as a playground to use the dreams, the creativity, the time, the treasures that you have deep in your heart to be activated, not to lie dormant and die in a graveyard. And I think so many times we're like, what if I fail? Who cares?
Yep.
Fear. Fear is putting faith in the enemy. That's what my brother-in-law would tell me. Micah, fear is putting faith in the enemy, and your faith is not found in the enemy. It's found in Jesus. So get going. And
yep. I was just going to say, man, if you are called to do something and God's put a dream in your heart, do it God's way. Start doing it God's way first.
Right.
There's so many ways to do it. The kingdom principles Jesus laid out for us 2,000 years ago actually still work and still apply today. Mm-hmm. So my point is whatever you do, even if it's a for-profit company, learn to do it God's way.
Yep.
A dream that I have is that the next generation of entrepreneurs would hear what God's doing through our clothing line. And maybe they're not called to give all the profit away, but what if they gave 10% of their entrepreneurial earnings away? What if they gave 20% of the way because they heard a model? And here's the deal. This is just a kingdom biblical model. I'm just saying, when you do it God's way, you watch God come in and take care of the things that we often sweat about. And so I would encourage you to keep doing it God's way.
That's so good. I love it. Steph, here's something. I know that you obviously lead worship. I know that you were on campus and around a lot of college students like last week, just kind of recording some album stuff and everything for North Central University. And I think at least Josiah and I are reminded, anytime we step foot in a youth building or on a college campus, there's potential in the room. Like there is excitement, there's a buzz, the Holy Spirit's moving. And I would say for the college student listening right now, what encouragement would you have for them today, just at large? Is there anything pressing on your heart, like college student? Here's what I have.
Yeah, I mean, you said it. Don't let's not forsake humble beginnings. Like, don't, what's the word? Anyway, don't despise humble beginnings. I think that's huge. You know, I rewind back to my college years, and there was so much insecurity. There was so much shame. There's so much comparison of like, how come everyone else's skills seem so much better? You know what I mean? Like, and they're called. And I kept thinking like, okay, well, I must not be really called because my calling doesn't look like their calling. And I think the thing that I have learned and discovered, you know, I've been graduated and away from college now for a while, over a decade, is that like, there is no substitute for the way that God has knit you and empowered you and equipped you and called you. Like there's no other you. And I mean, that sounds like super elementary, but I think when we let that truth sink in and move from our mind, from our head to our heart, there is a transformational, like, okay, I'm going to step into the things that God has equipped me and called me to do. And the unique giftings that he's given me, I'm going to do that to its full extent. Because I think one of the things that is so beautiful, and I've learned so hard this last year, and I've seen it play out so beautifully, is just like, God uses the body of Christ to move forward his church. It's not just like, it's not just Micah and Josiah. It's not just Micah and Steph. It's not just the lead pastor at this church. No, it's the body of Christ, the head, the heart, the shoulder, the elbow, the kneecap, the blood, all of the things. He uses it all for the purpose of God's glory. And none of us function the same way. We're not supposed to function the same way. So it's like this really beautiful thing. So I would just encourage the listener, the young adult, the college student, that's feeling like, man, I don't have what it takes, or this person seems like they're a better communicator than I am, or they're better with people than I am. Okay, what are you good at? What are the ways that God's skilled you? And submit that to the Lord, offer it back to him, and God, breathe on it, fill me afresh so that I can be your hands and feet to the people around me in the ways that you've equipped me and called me. And we all have this calling called the Great Commission, you know? So it's not unique to like, hey, I'm called to be an evangelist. No, we're all called to be the light, the salt to the earth, right? Like that's what God has called each of us to do. And so I would say that. And then secondly, I would also say there is no time in your life that you'll have as much time as you do now. Like I think back, there was this summer. I remember I called it my summer of freedom because I had just some really big personal breakthrough moments. But like that summer, I had time like I had never had time before. I like literally would fall asleep on the floor of my bedroom, having been journaling for 3 hours and praying and reading scripture and just saying, God, I want more of you. But it was like I had chunks of time throughout the day that I just got to sit in the Lord's presence and learn from him. And I had time to relate with fellow believers, brothers and sisters in Christ, just other college students that also love the Lord. I just had no time like I had to just like saturate myself in the Lord and in his presence. And I can truly say, like, there are scriptures that I have in my heart that I got in my heart that summer, like, just because I had the time to like sit in his word to just like let it transform my heart and my mind. And so I would just encourage you, like, take the time. You think that you don't have enough time now? You have time. You have more time now than I think you'll probably ever have. And I know there's like unique demands of being a college student today. I know it's not the same world, you know, 10 years ago as it is now. But I just would so encourage you, like, get around people that love the Lord, like, get your heart in the word of God, and just let him, you know, John 15 talks about just abiding in Christ, simply abiding in Christ. There's going to be good fruit that comes from abiding in Christ. And so I would just encourage you, like, abide, be with him, spend time with him, spend time in his presence. And you'll never be the same, and you'll never regret it. That's not time that you're ever going to look back and be like, man, I wish I would have spent more time playing video games or flipping through my Instagram or on TikTok or whatever. Like, you're never going to regret time spent with the Lord. Like, you're always going to walk away refreshed, rejuvenated, your mind made new, your dreams being breathed on, God giving you insight into the things that he's wanting to do in and through your life. And so those are my two encouragements, I guess I'd say. Okay. Looking back, young people. Yeah.
I love that you said just even like the word, the verbiage that you use, like, just saturate my soul, because I think we have the head and heart when that connection takes place, like truly understanding who I am and whose I am, and the word of God's written on my heart. It goes to our hands, to whatever that craft is that God's given us, learning how to hone that craft. Cause we come across so many young adults, I don't know what God wants me to do. And I'm like, well, when's the last time you spent time with him? When's the last time you opened your Bible? When's the last time you created white space instead of surrounded yourself with white noise? Right. You know, there's always something buzzing, ringing, and dinging around us. Like, everywhere we go, have you silenced your soul and your mouth enough to hear what God has? And those are beautiful seasons. And I agree, the time, you will not have more time than what you do now, even if you don't believe it. Have kids, get married, and have a second kid, and maybe five, and you'll be like, what did we do when we didn't have all this? Yeah, those are beautiful, don't get me wrong, but it's like, well, I wasted a lot of time on nonsense. So anyway, great answer. I love that.
No kidding. And I mean, to follow it up, something that we've just heard you guys say a couple times is the gospel. And I would just love for you to unpack that, Micah, for the person who maybe feels like the hits just keep coming in their life and feel down and out, discouraged, in a pit of despair, without hope. Maybe they're empty, broken, hurting. Share with them the message of hope that we found in the gospel of Jesus.
The gospel isn't how great we are, it's how great Jesus is. That while we were yet sinners, Christ loved us, came for us, died for us, and took a death that we deserved, a punishment that we deserved, so that we might experience his life, his abundant life. The gospel isn't just for reaching unsaved people. The gospel is for even saved people. You look at someone who took his dad's wealth and squandered all of it. And when he came back, you saw the father run to his son. So the gospel is for those squandering things right now. The gospel is for those who are throwing things away, even though you know the truth. The gospel is for the unreached person who's never heard it. The gospel is for the person who finds themselves in the worst place they've ever been in. The gospel is for everyone, everywhere, at all times. And I would say Christians need the gospel every day. Christians need to be reminded of the gospel every day. It's why the Eucharist or communion is so powerful, because it strips us of any power we thought we had and puts it back where it rightfully belongs, the power of Jesus and what he accomplished for us and what he accomplished for everyone everywhere.
So good.
What?
Nothing. I'm just listening and looking at you.
Of her husband's response.
So one of the things that we like to do when we have guests on the show is to have us, you know, have the opportunity to hear from you and just keep us on our toes. If you guys could ask us a question, maybe you want to ask her one and me one, or us together and we both respond. We have no idea what's coming, but that's fun for us. And I think for the listener, if you could ask Mike and I a question, what would you
want? I have a question for you. What would you tell a single person who desperately wants to get married? They desperately want a spouse, but they feel like they can't find one. What advice would you give to the single person listening that wants to be married and do what we're all doing someday, doing ministry together, or oh, I'm being serious, or mm-hmm. getting to do dreams together? What would you tell that single person right now?
Yeah.
If I were to answer that question, I don't know if you're asking me or Josiah, I would say, first and foremost, don't just settle. And I think if you're called truly to ministry and you're in a season of singleness, become the person that you need to become, that you are ready for marriage. Don't think that you're going to become that perfect wife or that perfect husband once you say, I do. Become the person that you need to become right now. Draw close to God and don't idolize a dream. And I would say, ask God to tame your heart in the process of singleness, because if you don't ask God to tame your heart, lust will run rampant, which leads to endless, ridiculous relationships, dead-end relationships, regret, staying longer in a relationship that you should have been in, saying yes to a date that you had no business stepping into. So I would just say, ask for the Holy Spirit to lead you, to guide you, and to bring you back to your first love, because Christ, no matter if you're single, dating, married, engaged, he is your first love, period. And if you think a spouse is going to be that for you, you are in for a world of disappointment and frustration and annoyance, because that blessing that you prayed for so long truly becomes an earthly curse that you're covenanted with until you depart to heaven.
But I mean, if the Bible begins with a marriage of Adam and Eve, mm-hmm. and it ends with a marriage of Christ and the church, there was no such thing as marriage without it being God's idea. So mm-hmm. if you are desiring marriage, I think you're desiring a gift that comes from God. God knows how to give good gifts to his children. It's just one of those things that is like many things that we desire from God. Whether it's like maybe you have some bills and you're like, God, I trust you. I know you're going to come through and provide. I just thought like now would be a good time.
Yesterday.
And if you study the pattern of God, mm-hmm. his timing is perfect. His timing is beyond our understanding. Yeah. And so I would just say, don't lose hope in the waiting. Wait really well. Wait yeah. expectantly. Wait with hope. Wait as a person knowing that God's going to come through and that he is who he said he is. He can do what he said he can do. We've brought up the book of Ephesians, mm-hmm. Ephesians 3. After Paul prays for the church, he says God can do above and beyond all we can ask, think, dream, or imagine. So he has great things in store. And I think the dangerous thing for me is when I get impatient.
Right.
And impatience caused Abraham, who was married, who wanted kids, right. who heard a promise from God to take things into right.
Yeah.
And so I think that is the warning of God, is to trust his timing and then not just settle, like she mm-hmm. said, of it's dangerous when I hear a God dream, but then I think it depends up to me. Mm-hmm. And so I think if we can truly live lives with open hands and go, okay, I do wish this was today and it's not. So I'm going to be as ready as possible. And I'm going to be intentional about who I date, because I don't want the right person to, and I'm not talking about like the one, but I think that there's a person that's right for you, and you don't want to be caught at a coffee shop with somebody who you'd be settling with and the person of your dreams walks by. You know what I mean? So be mindful mm-hmm. of not settling in the process. How's that?
But I think you also said, right. I'll end with this last thought, is Josiah said, live the life that God's given you. When you get married, life doesn't start the moment you say, I do. You're living life in singleness, dating, engagement with your friends on a college campus, whatever that is. Live the life that God has given you, because Paul says that singleness is a gift and marriage is a gift. And you might not believe that until you're married and you look back on singleness and it comes back to that time factor. What did I do to prepare to be the best version of myself for this person that I think that I'm worthy of their heart, and hopefully vice versa. So live the life that God's given you. Don't put dreams on hold for at the sake of somebody else. If God has asked you to do it now, like mm-hmm. be in tune with the Holy Spirit. So if you pray for wisdom, knowledge, and discernment, I think those are some three key things to include in your daily prayers that will help tame your heart in the process of whatever dream you're waiting for or desiring, and mm-hmm. invite God into that. So great question.
I love our conversations with you guys on air, off air, but what happens at the Minnesota Young Adult Weekend, and why should all 18 to 30 year olds get to Lake Geneva in Alexandria, Minnesota this May 17th through 19th?
What doesn't happen? No, man. Well, okay. We know someone that actually met their spouse there. And I don't mean to, I don't throw that around loosely. It's kind of comical, but it has happened before.
Multiple people.
Someone has actually, and I'm not saying like, come and you're going to find your spouse. Cause that was always, you know, we just don't say that.
No, but, can I say something on this one?
Sure.
If I'm single and I really do actually desire to be married someday, I'm going to put myself in positions where I can meet other like-minded people. Like, there's online dating sites that you can use now, but I love the old fashioned show up and just and not go there with the intent to marry.
That's not your sole purpose.
No, but I'm like, if I was single, I would show up to every young adult weekend across America. I would show up to every possible place I could. And just
Okay. So we kind of yes to that. But kind of comically, it actually has happened. So that's super fun. But the real answer here, I think that you guys have fostered such an incredible environment for young adults to come to meet. Maybe they feel alone. They felt really alone, and they can foster relationships with people that are long lasting. And then they're being able to touch base again year after year. And even maybe they've stayed connected throughout the year. But also I just feel like Lake Geneva Christian Center is just a special place. Mm-hmm. There have been tears cried. There have been prayers prayed for literally for decades. And it's just a special place. A friend of mine, she said, she texted me. She just was up at Lake Geneva a couple weeks ago. She's like, Steph, I just get here and I come here and I get goosebumps. Like Holy Spirit, just like, I know I come with expectancy knowing that God's going to meet me and he's going to speak to me and he's going to use me to encourage other people. There's just something beautiful that happens at this retreat. And so I have the opportunity of leading worship. And so we're going to just go after Jesus through worship, and we're going to come together with unified hearts and song. And as we sing songs, there's going to be a revelation and a reminder to our hearts of who Christ is and who we are in Christ and how we are to relate with him and with others. And there's just something for me that I've seen time and time again, personally experienced, just something special that takes place when we lift up the Lord through song. And I'm excited. I think it's going to be a weekend that's full of God encounters. And Micah, you mentioned it, like you're coming with full expectation, and we have an expectancy that God's going to do some cool things. You just heard testimonies of youth and young adults encountering the Lord in supernatural ways up at Lake Geneva. And it's not isolated to a single place, but just people coming with expectation in their hearts that God's going to, and that I think even as you're talking, Josiah, I think part of our living on our faith is just believing that what God says is true. There's like a disconnect when we're like, okay, God, well, you said this. So in the Bible, we see that God is a healer, right? So that doesn't mean that like, that's just God's the God of old, and that was just for back centuries ago. No, God is the God who heals. And so if we believe him, let's trust him and expect him to show up in those kinds of ways. And so we're expectant. You guys are leading strong with vision of what you want this weekend to look like. And so we're expectant with you, just that God's going to meet and encounter and radically transform people because they've encountered his presence and his love. His love changes us. So I don't know if that totally answered your question, but
that's good. So good. Micah, what about you?
I agree.
We're excited.
Yeah. So if you're listening, you're a young adult and you're wondering what in the world is the weekend? The weekend is an opportunity for the 18 to 30 year old to come and join us at Lake Geneva, May 17th through 19th here, 2024. It's in Alexandria, Minnesota. If you've never been there, it is an amazing camp and retreat center. And we're going to spend essentially 2.5 days together. Micah Mack, you are going to be one of the lead speakers. We have some fun breakout sessions. We have Steph on worship and the team that she's going to be bringing. And we have seen and heard incredible stories of physical healings, people forgiving their parents, people walking away with new friendships. I mean, we went to the chiropractor for our children, and the chiropractor is telling us about the weekend and how he had a young adult come. And we're like, that's what we lead. Like that's, and they met one of their best friends, a girl. He's like, her head was just downcast. Every time I'd like adjust her, like she was just kind of quiet. And he's like, she met with Jesus, met her best friend, said yes to Christ, and her demeanor has changed because the Holy Spirit is living and dwelling within her.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, we were actually in Florida, and this couple came up like, we're getting married in a week. And we're like, that's awesome. And They're like, yeah, we just really feel like God's calling us to some bigger things. And I was like, well, what is that? And they said, we feel like God's calling us to missions. We were praying separately at this thing called The Weekend. Have you ever heard of it? And I'm like,
we've been there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they're like, we were actually called to missions separately as an engaged couple. And now we feel like God's calling us to do global missions. And they don't necessarily maybe have all the answers. But we had to go to Florida to hear a Minnesota testimony. So, and we're not going to see some of those things, just like your clothing conversations. We don't know what our yes does for the kingdom of God. And that's what we're never going to see until judgment day. And I'm just like, we'll all rise when Micah steps up to judgment day. How many of you were impacted by Micah? Who sits, who stands? Like, what we do on this side of eternity does matter. So for the young adult, you don't have a friend, come, because you might find your new best friend. If you come with a group of people, always leave room at the table for more. So that's one of our hearts beats, and just one thing that we love to do. So decide anything else?
Sure. I mean, if you are 18 to 30, we'll see you there. You can sign up by going to youngadults.today/the-WKND for The Weekend. And if you use the promo code FYI podcast, no spaces, just FYI podcast, you'll get $10 off. We're looking forward to seeing you there. And what I'd say, we've referenced the book of Ephesians, gosh, 2, 3, 4 times now. And I'd say, man, if you need some encouragement, there is just 6 chapters. It'll take you maybe 20, 25 minutes, but that would be a great read. And how it starts is Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to God's holy people in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So the first thing that I pick up, I'll only share 2 quick things. The first is that Paul knew his identity. Will of God. He knew his identity was an apostle of Christ Jesus. So he had an assignment from God. So he knew that it wasn't just Paul. It was Paul by the will of God. And the last thing is 2 words, grace and peace. So wherever you're listening, you might be driving in the car and you might be in need of the grace of Jesus, the peace of God. They're accessible to you today. And man, we just want to charge you with that, but go in blessing and in faith. Mike and Steph, thank you guys a million for having
We love you guys. Thanks for having us.
Thank you guys. Love you so much.
What a joy.
You're listening to the FYI podcast.